This podcast is proud to be a part of the Blueberry Network. Find freshly picked podcasts just for you at blueberry.com. That's blueberry, no ease, .com.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shout.
No, we're all crazy.
We're not going to do it that way.
Let's do this. Now.
Hi, I'm Dave.
No. David.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shout. Sorry.
How many times are we going to start over this thing?
Okay.
Hi, I'm Dave Dufour.
I'm John Shelp.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer, and we are theater geeks.
Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community.
I refuse.
Okay. Hi, welcome to Theater Geeks, the podcast about community theater and the performing arts. And
we're all
a little punchy because we really were trying to come up with something to talk about today. And we just got off of a great interview with Colleen Williamson, who you will hear shortly. And at some point or another in the rotation.
Now I forgot what we were going to talk about.
And we're going to talk about today is we're going to talk about awards.
That's it.
And we're going to talk about awards. Now, we've talked about like the community theater festivals and things like that where people get awards. We're talking about this time is awards within an organization. And we do know of community theaters that do this, right? They have like best actor of the year, you know, best actress.
Best actress, best show,
best director of the year
in a community theater. And should we do this or should we not? Should theaters not do this?
I said that's the quickest way to kill a theater.
Yeah, we're a little bit unanimous on this. I'm trying to think of a way that where there might be a positive to it.
There is a local theater group.
Yes.
That is doing an award show, but it is accepting, I won't say nominations, but suggestions for the different topics. And they're not best actress, best actor. It's like best goof up on stage, best costume malfunction.
Yeah.
They're funny.
They're funny.
They're like gag awards.
Yes, right.
And I can see that. That's a fun
fine
thing.
Yes.
And because you can always do like, okay, you got the best flub on their stage.
Right.
But then you also have the nominees are, and then you get to, and it's a fun show.
Right.
Because people are all kind of laughing at themselves.
Right.
But it just troubles me when it's inside the theater itself, because for me, community theater is about community, I guess, and about all of us working together constantly to create the best product that you can create for the audience.
And if you're having a best kind of thing, who votes on it? Who says who's the best? You know, and if there's five or six nominees for the best
and all from the same theater,
how come the other five don't really get pissed off and leave and never come back to your theater?
Well,
again?
It has some of the same pitfalls that you have with the state, regional, and national awards is that sometimes the comparisons really are hard to make when you're talking about best actor in a show. You've got three nominees for best actor, for example, and one of them is in, say, a horror play like what we did, and another one is in a romantic comedy, and another one is in, you know, maybe classic Shakespeare. How do you really draw any kind of comparisons there?
Right. And I was going to say, and if you're opening the voting up to your attenders or the attendees, the people who come to see the shows, you know,
they're all going to vote for their friends.
They could either vote for their friends or they'll vote. For example, they might vote for the person that they've seen two or three times on stage that year, because in community theater, sometimes the actors repeat throughout shows. And maybe if they, you know, I know that actor, I like him. I know that actress. She's great. You know, and so you vote for that instead of voting for maybe the best performance.
Right. And of course, then you have the other problem. We do a six show season, main stage season, basically. And so, and we have some shows that are very well attended and some shows that have less attendance or we do fewer, you know, so automatically you've got a sort of a vote count based problem there, which is. I think, you know, the best actor last year might have been someone in one of our non-musicals.
Right.
But our musicals go longer and more people see them.
And if you insist on having these awards, maybe you only allow your pledge membership or your membership to be the voters.
I don't think you should have that kind of awards at all. I think it fosters very bad feelings among the nominees, certainly. Mm-hmm. And you don't need anything else to foster bad feelings in a community theater. You know, they pop up.
Yeah, stuff pops up on its own. And which that's almost another show is, you know, infighting in a theater sometimes. That how do you deal with it? But you do end up with little jealousies and things like that. And you can have.
I think the joke awards are funnier.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. I mean, we did
and
for
gag gifts. I mean,
right,
gag prizes.
Like a gag prize or a gag award.
That's kind of what you do at the end of every show.
We used to have, what was it? Was it a bird or what that used to float around from show to show?
There was a horseradish route.
Oh, let's see. There were different shows and different things for different shows.
That started way back at our first Guys and Dolls, and our drummer was Jewish, and he kept talking about the horseradish that his mother made from scratch, from the regular root. So our music director brought in a giant horseradish root, and it got to be the Stick Dreck Award. And it came out every night. It went to a different person who screwed up on stage or whatever. And it got to be funny, and it got to be almost, you know, you're really proud to win the award, but it did last a long time.
But you don't want to shoot. And you don't want to shoot to be the one.
No, you don't. But you know, if all else fails, you'll take the award.
Yeah.
But something like that is funny.
And it's inside the same cast. That stays inside that cast. Right. And so it kind of, it's almost like that's like a tradition, but it's not competing one cast against another or one actor against another. It's just something fun to do inside that particular cast.
I did that one year when we had a medium sized cast, I guess, for non-musical. And we always do, the directors always come up with some kind of a cast gift, and it's usually some kind of a trinket or something. It's nothing, you know, expensive necessarily, but it's something that's sort of meaningful relative to the theater or relative to that particular show. But then one year I attached I had a most improved, you know, most interesting lighting screw up, you know, but some of them were actually genuine kind of, you know, recognition, like the most improved. We had one person in the play that started off and just worked like crazy to actually get a character out of it, and he wasn't necessarily the strongest actor in the group, and ended up being one of the best things in the show as a result of work. And so I thought, you know, let's make something out of that. And so we did some other little awards like that within the cast, you know, but it wasn't something that was like required for every show that you had a most improved
right,
and all that.
Right.
But you know, especially when you have a 6-show season, and really, that's a pretty healthy season, really, for a main stage season. It seems to me that it's awfully hard to pick the best out of that without kind of snubbing somebody else. I don't know.
Well, of course, everybody's friends. I mean, you know, most people
are friends until the awards.
Until the awards, yeah. Yeah. Well, and I agree. I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons. Did we ever do awards for our particular theater?
No.
I couldn't remember if we ever did.
We never did.
I know that the artistic director before me said specifically she did not believe in awards because she didn't want to foster that kind of animosity.
No, but you know, you had awards that came from the staff to the membership for membership kinds of activities.
But they were usually also funny in nature. I mean, they were almost always humorous.
Sometimes they were just a way of saying thanks to volunteering.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Right. Now there is, up in Northwest Indiana, and I can't remember what the name of the organization is, but there's kind of an umbrella organization that covers all the community theaters in Northwest Indiana, up around Valparaiso and Gary and Munster and those places. And they do have an annual awards kind of situation up there where they do best actress, supporting actress, actor, best supporting actor, show, director, musical, things like that. But that's, you know, there are a number of community theaters in that area. So that's maybe in a way a little bit better, because even though every once in a while you may have actors or actresses from the same theater competing for that award, they're chosen, I believe, by the viewers. And it's done over a larger group of community theaters, not just inside one theater alone. Right. And so it's more like, well, more like an Academy Award or a Tony Award, where it's, you know, all the shows in the area are being compared. You've got maybe 40, 50 shows that are all being compared, and we, you know, and maybe that makes a difference. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't think so. I mean, I think
it's better than doing it within a one theater.
Why do it at all? Why do it at all? Why try and pick one person or one show as better than 50 others? Yeah. I mean, I think.
But then why do the Tonys?
Well, it's all political, honey. Don't you know that?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, if it fosters animosity, do you think that it could also foster healthy competition at all from time to time?
Not particularly.
You know, like I should have won that. I didn't win it. How can I make myself better so I win next year?
Are you kidding?
I'm just.
Really, somebody,
because all three of us kind of agree. So somebody here is playing devil's advocate. All right. Advocate.
Okay. You act your guts out. Somebody else wins the award and you're going to say, oh dear, what did I do wrong? What can I do better so that I win next year? I don't think so.
I think if you present it as a learning experience, it may make a difference.
Oh,
listen to me. I'm not talking about just a straight awards show, but like the festivals. The festivals, you actually see the work that won and didn't win.
Okay.
And you get ideas from that might make your shows better later on.
Can I ask you a question, Mr. Dufour?
Okay.
After how many festivals have we come away saying...
Excuse me, you're mispronouncing it's festival.
Yeah, really. Have we come away saying that was so unfair? Where do they get that? They shouldn't have given that to... We're not going back. It's ridiculous.
I haven't done that recently, but
you haven't been there recently. The last one you didn't. Okay. I'm not saying anything else because I have heard these gentlemen go on and on and on about the disparity in the voting.
Sometimes there is. I'm not going to.
No,
argue
and I think
with,
there
with
is, and it depends, It becomes rather subjective at a certain level, especially.
But the one thing is that at least at a festival, it's not. Me, the viewer, even if I've participated in the festival, I'm not the one doing the judging.
Right.
There's three independent judges who are at least...
Not so independent.
Well, but at least there's three people that are... all that judging is coming down to three people. It's not coming down to maybe this person only saw two shows on my season, and so they're going to vote for the person they saw on a show. They have to witness all of the shows that are taking place at the festival. So at least they've seen all the performances, all the shows, all the technical stuff. They've seen everything. So that when they are voting, at least they can say they've seen everything that's been produced.
Right.
And they still don't pick the best.
Well, not always.
Not, and
you're
it
right.
Depends
Sometimes
on what
they do.
Depends on
it's
what
ridiculous.
They like. The other thing that's an advantage in those festivals, like I say, is that there's an audience. There's a whole audience that's sitting there and they're watching the same thing that the judges are judging. So I think that to some degree, it's a little bit of a check on something that would be blatantly political, obviously. And I think that I don't know. This last time we went, we made it to nationals. We were pretty confident. And I probably could quibble with some of the judges' decisions, but I won't. But I also saw what the judges do have to kind of explain why they make the choices to some degree. So, I mean, because they
do
an adjudication.
Who do they explain it to?
Well, they do an adjudication and you can tell very quickly what's in their minds. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not that tough to tell. When we went once before, I knew we were done. I knew we got to regional with a show and we could tell that the judges were not that happy with us at that particular one. And so, you know, I think that kind of an award thing makes more sense.
Getting off topic.
Yeah,
we're not talking about theater festivals. We're talking about an individual, your own community group. Mm-hmm. And should you award prizes for acting, directing, blah, 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 within your own group for the season. And I still say no.
And I think we should, let's take a vote. I say no.
I say no.
I would say no.
Okay. Then it's unanimous. It's unanimous. Thou shalt not.
Thou shalt not.
Shalt not have a word. And I don't know. Here's the thing. If you are doing it in your community theater, any of you listening out there across this great land of ours, let me know and tell us how you're making it work.
Yeah.
Because if it works and you have a way that it does seem to pan out and encourages people to work harder or whatever, let us know. Our experience in that is, our view of it is that it probably doesn't, and it may cause more problems than it alleviates in that way. It does not as much benefit. The cost benefit ratio is rather low.
Oh, very good, David.
Wow.
And you're absolutely correct. You're correct.
There we go.
It's amazing. Bad. Amazing. We're all in agreement. Marcia agrees with me.
I do.
There we go.
I do.
Okay. Well, I think that's kind of.
Oh, hold on. Look at all the snow outside.
What's that?
Did something freeze over?
Oh.
Because we all
agree.
Yes,
I was trying to be witty. It just
made you look. Made me look, apparently.
I made you look out the window, though.
Flounder for that.
All right. Anyway, that wraps us up for today. Remember to stop by the store. At theatergeeks.com/store, where they have hats, cup, mugs, all kinds of good stuff, including John's favorite, which is...
Oh, I'm not even going to say it because Marcia's in a good mood.
Oh, okay. And it's apparently the clock. Anyway.
I have to say, I really like my coffee mug, but unfortunately with my Keurig, they are so big that my Keurig won't take all the water. I can only get like 8 ounces or 10 ounces, but I think the mugs are like 14 ounces.
Well, the big mugs are. There's little mugs, so there's short mugs that will fit more nicely in the smaller Keurigs.
I just take my tray out when I use it.
That's right.
But I do like my coffee mug, and it keeps things hot.
They do keep things hot. And everything
Please, if you bought a mug, let us know.
Dishwasher safe in the top rack. That's right.
What?
It's dishwasher safe in the top rack.
I don't have a dishwasher.
Okay.
I do.
Anybody would like to? No, never mind. I don't want a dishwasher.
Anyway, then we've got all kinds of great stuff at the store. We're also available on iTunes. You can subscribe to us on iTunes. Stitcher, On Demand Radio. You can get to us on TuneIn Radio. We are at the Blueberry Network. That's BLUBRRY, Blueberry with no E's.com. And we are just almost, probably on a whole lot of other things that we don't even know about, but we're available. But subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. You have to make sure you don't miss an episode. That's all I got to say.
I'm John Schaub.
And I'm Marcia Fulmer. And we are Theater Geeks.
Thanks for listening.
Music for Theater Geeks was provided by MusicAlley.com.
Theater Geeks is a production of the DuFour Creative Network.